This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Super excited for today's show. And, I've done a lot of shows, but I got to tell you, I am super excited about this one. And you'll find out why in just about 2 seconds here. Let me introduce you to my guest, Ben and Jen Rohde. And if you don't know these guys, you absolutely soon will, because they are about to be everywhere, although they've been a lot of places already. But mark my words, you're going to see a lot of these two. Just an amazing couple. And they're the founders of Explosive Sexual Healing. Yep, that is right. Explosive Sexual Healing, which is the number one revolutionary sexual healing modality in the world. And we're going to get into some details about exactly what they do, because it's pretty darn interesting. And when we talk about reinventing and dismantling the status quo, these guys are absolutely the personification of that. Now, Jen specifically is a very loved spiritual teacher who's been featured alongside Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson and Desmond Tutu in Shift, which is a movie. And, which is totally cool. And has that come out yet, guys, or when is that coming out?
It's an upcoming movie, and actually we're both being featured in it. Everything in that bio is we're both being featured.
Okay, so you're both in it to
come out yet. But you can actually, if you go to theshiftmovie.com, you can actually see the preview for it, and it will make you cry if you're not a robot.
It's amazing.
So that's theshiftmovie.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Excellent. So you guys are in that together. See, you learn something new every day. Now, they're both known worldwide as, and this is why I have them on here. It's just so cool. The premier sexual healers, and they have a 90% success rate helping hundreds of women bring in their life partner, and a 98% success rate helping married couples to have the best sex of their lives.
Yeah, some people just want to do the work, but 98%.
I just want to know what happened to the 2%. I mean, that's kind of what I'm curious. What these guys?
No, you don't want to know.
Do they have worse sex? So let me get this straight. So 98% end up with the best sex of their lives, and the 2% just end up like not so much, huh? Well, I'm thoroughly convinced. Just a third of the population is absolutely fucked out of their minds. So to get to 98% is pretty darn impressive. But these guys are just, they're really a fun couple, and their mission is to liberate the world of sexual shame so everyone is free to live fully empowered, fully self-expressed, and fully on life purpose. So that's the formal introduction. Now, okay, in your own words, what the fuck do you guys really do?
Yeah, so what we do is we crack people out of, the matrix, out of the, whatever limiting beliefs they have around what's possible in their life. There's a Buddhist term for it called Satori. We're not Buddhists, but it's the closest thing we could come up with to describe it, where Satori is instant awakening, right? And so, what we do is it's kind of, mystery school meets sexual healing meets...
ancient sacred sexuality.
Yeah,
not to be confused with Tantra. It's not Tantra.
Yeah, so what we're doing has there's nothing like it being done on the planet right now. Stuff like this has been done, 10,000 years ago or something like that. But, it's not Tantra. It's not One Taste.
Let's be very specific, because I mean, when you guys, when you introduce yourself in a room of peers, and we're all kind of going around, give me that 2 second intro that you guys say. Jen, give me that one.
Great. We work with strong women leaders, and we help them to bring in their life partner through 30 minutes of G-spot orgasm with ejaculation.
Thank you.
Boom.
Okay. All right. So let's all the Tantra stuff and all that stuff. Yeah. So, and I got to tell you, I have met a couple of your clients and talked to them. And the first thing that comes to mind for me is, Whoa. because, I mean, you guys obviously are super close. You're an amazing couple. Really love you guys. And what I find so interesting is, Jen, you're right there while Ben is, I mean, literally doing his work, which involves bringing these women to orgasm. Talk to me first about, like, what was that conversation like? I mean, Ben, were you just kind of like, you know, Jen, I'm going to bring a woman to orgasm in front of you and we're going to get paid for it. How about that?
Yeah. So when we first met, I was creating this modality and, you know, so I told her about it and she said, explain to me why you need to give women G-spot orgasms to heal them. She's a Reiki master. So she said, I don't even need to touch women to heal them. And so, I said, no, I'm not going to tell you why, cause I could explain it to you. You know, I was studying brain scans in medical journals and, you know, a woman's brain and orgasm gets hacked completely wide open. And that's where we, you know, install new programs. Right. But I said, just do a session with me and you'll see what's going on. So she did a session with me and
that means the two of us worked a session together on a client.
Yeah. I was on a friend of ours. So yeah. Tell them what happened.
Yeah. So, you know, understanding, you know, the way that I understand energy and the way that I see energy move, once we did the session together, you know, I was really, really moved by all the energy that was moved in the session, by all the emotion that was moved in the session. You know, this is deep, deep trauma healing work, right? And a lot of people, you know, they hear the G-spot orgasm thing and they think it's all about sex. And it actually has nothing to do with sex. This work is about helping women to come into their power, to clear their sexual trauma or and by sexual trauma, I there's trauma with the big T and trauma with the small T, you know. So a lot of the women we work with have experienced, you know, molestation. They've experienced rape. They've experienced all different types of things. But there's trauma with the big T and there's trauma with the small T. And you know what? Everybody in this culture's experienced trauma on some level around their sexuality, whether it's just being shamed for masturbating or whatever. And so like I said, we help women, you know, clear their trauma, come into their power and really give birth to themselves. And the process that we take them through is much more similar to a birthing process. It would be much more similar to me being a midwife and Ben being, you know, a doctor than, you know, what goes on inside people's heads, which of course, if you haven't had the experience, that's what's going to go through your head. Right.
And I haven't had the experience. So can you, for the rest of us out there who have not had the privilege of working with you guys, can give us an actual visual of, like, not too technical here, but give us like a visual, like what does the session, the setting actually look like when you're helping women break through these? And would you call these subconscious or these conscious obstacles or both?
Both. Yeah. So we start off with figuring out what do you think is holding you back? What's going on in your life right now that you want to break through? And, you know, just by the nature of this work, their shit is already coming up. I mean, you know, we have women flying from all over the world and pay us a lot of money to do it. So they're totally committed and excited about it. But by the time they get here, they're practically shaking. They're ready to cry. Because, I mean, we deal with the deepest, darkest shames, you know, that society has been putting on people, right? Is our sexuality. I enjoy my sexuality. Oh, because somebody said so, right? So, yeah, so whatever's going on in her life, it's already coming up. And whatever she's afraid of is what we go into. Whatever she's scared of is what we go into. Her fears are whatever.
Yeah, we follow the resistance. And, you know, the women who come to us, they don't just come to us with the, you know, intention of clearing their blocks. They actually come to us because they want a specific result. You know, most women come to us because, you know, they want to bring in their life partner. They want to have the best sex of their lives. They want to manifest more prosperity in their business, things like that. And, you know, that's all great. And there's a lot of positive thinking and stuff like that that people are out there are doing. But a lot of that stuff's really ungrounded, because the thing is that what's going on in the unconscious mind is actually 9 times more powerful than what's going on in the conscious mind. So what we repress is 9 times more powerful. And that's what's creating our reality. You know, so we hold space for them to go in to that stuff that they've been paying attention to, so and clear the blocks so that they can create what they want to create in their lives.
Yeah. So we do 3-hour sessions. And the first hour and a half, we call it the pain portion. It's getting into the pain. It's getting into the hurt. It's getting into the trauma. And so we all have, an NLP anchor. It's a physiological response attached to an external stimulus. So it's like when you smell an ex's perfume or cologne, or you have, you know, your song, and the song comes on and it puts you into another state and like brings you right back in the moment. That's an anchor, right? So we all have an anchor to a physical body level of our sexual experience. And if there was a trauma, then we have our current sexual experiences anchored to that trauma, right? So anytime you go to have sex with your husband or your lover, boom, you're firing off those traumas, whether they know it or not. And so we fire off all those anchors the first half of the session, and the second half is the pleasure portion. The second half, we collapse those anchors. And the type of orgasm that we do is so there's a book called The Tao of Sexology that talks about the 9 levels of orgasm. And level 4 orgasm is a normal orgasm. It feels good, releases chemicals in her brain. You know, she had a clitoral orgasm. That's awesome. You know, what we do is a level 9 orgasm, where it's complete dissolution of self. She leaves the planet. She has no idea this is possible. It can last 30 minutes. She has a full body orgasm. And in that state is where we're anchoring all these new powerful belief systems into her on a body level, so that she becomes a new person. Death of the old identity, birth of the new identity.
So just so I'm clear, just so, you know, everyone who's listening is clear, there is actual physical stimulation. So based on my understanding, this is stimulation with your fingers, right? This is not
correct.
Typical, you know, man, woman, penis, vagina sex. This is stimulation with your fingers, correct? And so go ahead.
We have very strict, clear boundaries so that the, you know, they keep their energy, we keep our energy. You know, everything we do is something that we train practitioners to do this too. And so we always tell them, you need to be so clean and so clear with your energy and with your boundaries that, you know, that even if the woman's husband is in the room, he is 100% comfortable with what you're doing, right? So we use vinyl gloves for all genital contact, touches one way from us to the client, and practitioners remain fully clothed.
And the clients on the table are always wearing some kind of an eye mask. So nothing, we're not doing eye gazing. Nothing's getting anchored to us. Actually, all of the power and all of her, we teach women how to generate their own sexual energy. And so we're not giving them sexual energy. We're not, you know, this isn't a 3-way we're having with them or something like that. It's very, very clear. And it's very, very clinical. We have a lot of women that say it's very clinical. It's very professional. And over and over again, women say this is not sexual. It's like birth.
Yeah, we give her the pleasure map. It's like it's her orgasm map. We teach her how to generate her own pleasure. So she's being proactive in the bedroom, creating her orgasm with her man instead of being reactive, waiting for her man to give her an orgasm, which is just impossible.
Mm-hmm. But it's more than just sex. I mean, these are the women who come to you guys, no pun intended, the women who come to you guys, I mean, they are looking for a specific outcome, which isn't always sex related, right? I mean, sometimes it's business related. Sometimes it's
totally.
Just like a blockage that they don't know why it's there. But I mean, I can tell you that, you know, from my perspective, an orgasm is great, but when I'm high, a regular orgasm is probably like a 4 for me. But when I'm high, it's probably like a 7, maybe a 7 or an 8. I mean, it's just like it's a whole different mindset. So I know what it's like when you get into that space where you're just like, oh my God, like you're just gone. Like you said, you're just off the planet. So it's in that moment then where, Jen, you come to the woman's side and begin talking to her and working her through some of these obstacles. Is that correct?
So real quick. So when Jen says that I'm like the doctor and she's like the midwife, that doesn't mean that, I'm doing more of the work, right? So she actually does the majority of the work in some sessions, and sometimes I do the majority of the talking, right? But she's clairvoyant, and so this, like, the information just comes into her brain. And why don't you talk about what you do?
I don't know how to ground it.
Yeah, I mean, this woman is on the cutting edge of spiritual wisdom. She meditates 3 to 6 hours a day and taps into ancient knowledge, like the cutting edge current knowledge of what's going on the planet and what people need. And so it's impossible to actually explain the crazy intense wisdom this woman has and actually ground it into a, you know, one or two sentence thing. But, you know, I call her my answer key. So anytime I have no idea what does this client need to crack them open, she'll spit out one or two lines that gets the person cracked wide open. I've never seen anything like it. And actually, before I met her, I didn't believe in psychics. I didn't believe in energy. I didn't believe in chakras. I didn't believe in energy work. I thought it was all ridiculous. And then just the shit that I have seen working this woman, I've seen new worlds.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some specific examples of women that you work with. So we'll be right back with Reinvention Radio right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
All right, guys, welcome back. An amazing discussion here with Ben and Jen Rohde. And we were talking before the break about some specific examples of how you guys have worked with women and what has been the results. Because, you know, I mean, real, when you come right down to it, I mean, people are going to say, you know, let me back up for a second. I think people, when they hear about what you're going to do and what you do, they're going to talk about, oh, you know, it's just kind of like a cheap sexual thrill that they must be getting, that they've conned these women into laying down and letting them, you know, just have their way with them. Oh, and by the way, they're paying a lot of money for it. I mean, what do you say to the critics? Because I know you're going to have critics out there who are going to be like, you know, there's sex has nothing to do with healing.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't comfortable with their sexuality and that aren't tapped in with the, you know, the wisdom of the body and the power of the orgasm and really it's society's just been, you know,
the thing is
so jaded.
Yeah. We our whole culture, if you think about it, is designed to sell through sex and simultaneously sell through sex and shame through sex. Mm. Right. And so, you know, what we do, you know, does trigger a lot of people and we do get a lot of polarity response with what we do. And we're really okay with that. And what I mean by polarity response is that, you know, the people who know that they're supposed to work with us are just magnetized to us. And, you know, people will come to us from all over and just say, oh my God, I don't even know why I need to do this. I don't even know why I need to work with you. I know I need to work with you. You know, they'll just feel that magnetic pull. And of course, there are a lot of people who are, you know, completely repulsed by what we do. And it's really triggering for them. And
those are usually the people who make up their own interpretations of what they think we do.
Right. And you know, and we're really, you know, we're okay with all of that. You know, I mean, that's we're okay with all of that. The work that we do, you know, is designed to bring up people's shit. And so even us talking brings up people's shit. Right. And like Ben was saying, you know, sexual shame is at the root of everything. I mean, it's at this whole foundation of America is built on the Puritans, you know, and they had a ton of sexual shame. And that's at the root and foundation of everything, whether people are conscious of it or not.
So let me ask you this. I mean, would you consider this to be sort of like a modern modality of therapy?
Yeah, actually, I feel like it's the most modern.
I feel like only recently has the world been ready for something like this. And I mean, that's, you know, the proof to that is how many people we have coming to us from around the world, because there's no one else doing this. And what we want to create is, you know, we want to create this modality as being the next talk therapy, the next energy work, the next hypnotherapy. You know, when talk therapy was invented, everyone thought it was insane. What, you're going to go to a stranger and tell them, you know, your secrets? That's crazy.
Somebody that's not a priest? Like, right. What?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of what people's beliefs are around what we do is, you know, from what they've seen about Tantra, or, you know, the Tantra community, where, you know, they get sticky and the practitioners are sleeping with their clients and the husbands get upset. And, you know, I mean, there's so much stuff. And so this is why we try to keep everything so clear.
Yeah. I mean, you're fighting stigmas of centuries past. I mean, that's so tough to break through. I mean, but reality is that you've had some pretty amazing results for your clients. And we don't want to name names here, but can you give us just a couple of examples of where someone was before they came to you, perhaps what that blockage was, and now what they've been able to realize as a result of working with you through this? I mean, again, I'm just going to call it a new modality of therapy.
Yeah, yeah. So first of all, I want to be careful. Therapist, because we get a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. So one of our favorites, and you know, it's just because the transformation has been so huge, is a friend of ours who you know, and you know her fiance now. So when she came to us, she was in this relationship that wasn't serving her. And through finding her power in these sessions, she dumped the chump, and we got her into the right state where she was able to call in the man that was perfect for her. And so within, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month at the most of her last session, she brought in the man of her dreams. And within after their first date, they had their entire life planned out. That was 2 years ago. They now have a seven-figure business together, helping people, changing lives. Really, really, really amazing work they do. We've gotten women that were so traumatized from sexual abuse, you know, being raped by family members, being raped in parking lots, all this stuff, to, you know, totally shutting down their sexuality, having so much pain in their vagina. You know, scar tissue can be created in the vagina just by chemical and biomechanical reactions in the brain, from the brain sending down a signal, sending shame down in the vagina, can actually create scar and therefore pain, right? Mm-hmm. So having so much scar tissue and so much pain in the vagina, there's no way she can even enjoy sex, to having 30 minutes of G-spot orgasm, you know, enlightenment energy sent through her body. We had a woman the other day that just wrapped up her sessions. And in the first, in the application that we have people fill out, they write down every single thing that they would have to believe to have this new identity, this new life, and all the, you know, action and all the great stuff they'd want to get out of the sessions, right? This is why, and all the stuff that if you got these would be worth the price tag, right?
Sure.
And so after the last session, we always go back and read step by step, you know, line by line, did you get all this? And she's just laughing hysterically because, yeah, she got all that and more. And, you know, one of the things in particular was, you know, she quadrupled her income. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very specific. She quadrupled her income in the couple months that she was working with us.
Yeah, and she was able to have vaginal orgasms with her husband, and deeper intimacy with her husband, which was something she was never able to experience.
Yeah, and this woman's in her mid to late 50s.
Yeah, I think they'd been married, I don't even know how
45
many
years, I think. Yeah. They've been married since they were like 10.
Yeah, I mean, and so this woman had gone her whole life without experiencing, you know, vaginal orgasm with her husband, and started experiencing these things. So, you know, These results are very tangible. We've had women heal, you know, women who had chronic migraines and chronic, you know, nausea and premenstrual cramps every year on the, you know, every month on their menstrual cycle, that was just gone. And we've had women who had chronic UTIs and things like that just gone. Of course, we never guarantee anything. We never know what's going to happen. That's, you know, we don't know, but we've seen really what I would call miracles happen through the work.
Oh, and then also, I mean, the most common thing that women come to us for is, I want to bring in my life partner. Mm. And this, you know, like I said, we have a 90% success rate bringing in life partners.
And so, keeping their life partners.
Yeah, and
too.
Keeping them. So, yeah. You know, maybe they've been horrible at relationships or whatever it is. I mean, we help them clear all the blocks that have been bringing in the same shitty guy again and again and again. And boom, instantly she brings in her life partner within a couple months, every single time.
Let's be real. I mean, there's going to be people that are going to just say, you know, hey, you guys are taking advantage of the weak. You're taking advantage of the desperate, right? I mean, mm-hmm. because, you know, women who can't orgasm, I mean, I'm sure that's incredibly frustrating. I'm sure there are men, but I have no one I've ever met. I mean, but I've heard of women that can't orgasm, and I'm sure that's got to be like incredibly frustrating for them.
I just think
that there's going to be people who are going to say, you know, you're taking advantage of people when they're down. I mean, how do you answer that? I got this one.
This is a good one. So first of all, you know, taking advantage of the weak. So it there is no way that a weak woman is going to come into this work. It takes the strongest woman to do this work. I mean, these are women that you know personally, you know, from these networking groups that we're in. I mean, we only work with 6 and 7 figure business women. These are powerful women. These women are ass kickers. You know, these women have done all the work. They've got all the, you know, they've got followers. They've got people to look up to them for advice. These women have done all the work.
This is why I said strong women leaders. This mm-hmm. is who we work with. And here's the thing. We have a really intense screening process. We don't work with everybody. We're actually only taking 6 more one-on-one. Or really, it's 2-on-1, Ben and I always work together. We're only taking 6 more 2-on-1 clients this year. We don't work with everybody. It's a long, rigorous application process to even get in and work with us. Mm-hmm. And if a woman's not ready to do the work, if we feel that she's not ready, and then we send her somewhere else, we send her something else to work on first. So, because we are so results oriented.
Yeah. And that's why our success rate's so high.
And can you give us a sense of, I mean, obviously if you're only working with 6 more clients this year, and you guys obviously still have to, you know, keep the lights on and, you know, and feed the kids. So, I mean, what kind of money are we generally talking about? What, like, give us a ballpark. What does it actually cost to work with you guys then?
Well, so we have a group program that we're running every 3 months, and we're charging. And so this group program can hold 40 people, right? So we're taking 40 people into our retreat, and, you know, we have a retreat center home that we do our retreats out of. And so we're charging $5,000 per person for that event.
And that is not the 2-on-1 work though. That is not the private session.
So the two-on-one work we charge anywhere from depending on 6 or 9 sessions and everything else that comes with that. And also the group program.
I actually don't want to give them a price point because it's going up really rapidly.
Yeah.
I actually don't actually won't even want to quote it on. Okay. Can we say upwards of 20 grand mm-hmm. because it's and that's actually not going to be current either very soon.
It's not one session. So that's I think where some of the maybe the disconnect is too is you're actually, like you said, you've got a long, rigorous screening process. And then in addition to that, it's not just, you know, for lack of a better term, one and done. I mean, it's like, you know, you're talking about 6 or 9
program.
Sessions then.
Right. And we do 3 or 4 hour sessions with both of us, you know, so split it in half. So for 9 sessions or for, you know, so if we're doing a $20,000 program, then we're, you know, we're split it in half.
Yeah.
You know, so
we
charge a lot and it's a lot of energy. It's a lot of work and
we're doing phone calls. But how do you even put a price on those results? I mean, when you come right down to it, it's so incredibly cheap, you know, I mean,
and that's why
Jen's talking about, hey, don't quote pricing. I get that. But you know, when you give someone their life, when you give someone, you know, really the ability to just dismantle you know, those obstacles that have been holding them back. And Lord knows, I mean, I guarantee you, I mean, I don't know if you guys have stats on this, but I guarantee you that probably 100% of your clients have tried some other form of getting help. So you're
they've done every other form.
Not like some other form.
They've
like
done everything. They've done everything, and now they're at a point in career where they've gotten so much success, and they're wondering what the hell is left. I've done everything. I've taught everything. I'm certified in everything. What's left? And this is the one thing: the body, mind, and soul on the deepest, deepest level.
I got you. And just you guys cut out on the group session thing there, but I think you said it was $5,000 for the group thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's $5,000 for one to bring in their life partner. And, you know, we don't, you know, everyone's clothes stays on in that one. Those are for people that are too freaked out for the sessions and all that stuff.
Talk about this Bill O'Reilly thing. So rumor has it that Bill O'Reilly had had a little bit of a beef with you guys. What was that all about?
So we were premiered. Okay, we did an article in Salon.com, and it was a horrible article. This is when we first started out. This is when we were broke and living in a one-bedroom cottage. So in the article, she talks about how we had our oven open to heat the house, and we were embarrassed to be there, you know, to have a reporter there.
Well, the other thing is, you know, that part is actually accurate, but there are major pieces of the article that are just not accurate. Like, they're just flat out not accurate. Mm-hmm. She also withheld a lot. You know, it's just it's an overly sensationalized article that does not accurately represent what we do at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so that article got picked up by the Young Turks, and the Young Turks, they were kind of blown away by it, obviously. And then Bill O'Reilly found it from there.
Gotcha. So what did he have to say about this?
He had to say that, you know, sexual healing is just, it's a permissive culture's, you know, it's like all these people want is, you know, it's like all these liberals want is, you know, free drugs and prostitution
legalized. drugs legalized.
Yeah, it's like, what's next? The slippery slope thing, you know?
So, you know, it's interesting when you look at things like Burning Man and just, you know, and Tantra and everything else that, you know, it's kind of gotten to be a little bit mainstream here now over the years. Actually, I can remember hearing about Burning Man like way back in like 96 or something like that. I think that was the first time I heard about it. Now, of course, everybody and their mother goes to that thing. But, you know, it's just kind of that atmosphere that I think is kind of gotten to the point of pervasiveness, but yet I still feel like there's just like an O'Reilly. I mean, you listen to that, you know, fucker, and you know everything he's got to say, and it's just like, are we more repressed now than we've ever been, or am I imagining that?
I think it's coming to a breaking point. So we're definitely not more repressed, but it's coming to the point where there's a pushback because people are starting to open up so much. There's a pushback. I forget what the quote was or who said it, but it was like first they laugh at you, then they, you know, then they fight you, then
you
win
or something, right? Like
that. Yeah, then they join. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the point we're getting at now is like, now they're fighting it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this shit's serious. You know, people are rising up, people are taking back their rights, people are taking back their bodies, people are taking back their sexuality, people are taking back their power right now. You know, and it's a scary time for you know, a lot of the people that are in control. Yep. And it's a really great time to be individual in their power, living their life purpose, changing the planet. You know, we're all here for a purpose. Anybody that's listening to this is you know, they're here to shake things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to freak people out.
Yeah, you know, of course it's going to freak some people out, and other people are going to be like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard, you know, tell me where I can sign up. And, you know, I just want to make sure that we actually, you know, we do give you the opportunity to do that. So it's Ben and Jen Rohde, R-O-D-E, and if people want to find out more information about you guys and what you're doing, how do they find you?
We're at explosivesexualhealing.com, and, or you can email us directly at trust@eshealing.com.
Okay, that broke out just a little bit. So it's what at ESHealing? Say it again.
Trust, T-R-U-S-T at eshealing.com.
Okay, so trust at eshealing. Those Edward Sam Healing. So trust at eshealing.com. We can email you directly or go to explosivesexualhealing.com. Okay. Is it just, and just so I'm clear, the email, is it the full explosivesexualhealing.com or is it eshealing.com? Just want to make sure I give people the right thing.
Either one work.
No, they both work. See, you guys are on top of it because you know that, you know, people are lazy. They want to just type in
the save few people's strokes.
Exactly. So you're always being considerate. So what else is on the agenda? I mean, obviously you guys are, business is great. You guys are in a phenomenal place. I know you, you got an awesome family. What's next for you guys?
What's next for us? Well, we're looking at places in Costa Rica. I mean, we love our place now. You've been to our place. Our place is pretty freaking awesome. But we're moving to Costa Rica at some point in the next couple years, maybe even sooner.
Nice.
We want to get off the grid and go have a retreat center out there. But we're just fired up over this twin flame program. And we are so fired. We've already got one woman. I mean, we literally just launched this thing. And we put out some recordings, and this, you know, one woman on in the program in the Facebook group already brought in her man, and I mean this was like yesterday that we got this, you know, this message.
Yeah, and the program's barely even started yet, so we're just so fired up. You know, it's our New Year's Eve intention this year was to help 160 twin flame couples come together this whole year. We've got, you know, we're taking 40 in the first round of this program, but, you know, we just had a flood of women coming in. And like Ben was saying, women are already getting major results, having major transformations from the course. And it's really fun. We're loving it.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're wondering, what the hell is a twin flame? A twin flame couple is basically simplified. It's a conscious couple that's working together to do good on the planet.
Yeah.
So like me and Jen working together for the good on the planet.
Yeah, and they're constantly helping each other to grow. Of course, you know, they're supporting other people in their growth as well. So they're on life purpose. It's a conscious couple that's on life purpose together.
Gotcha. So before we wrap here, I want you guys to just share the story real quick of both of you. And I just find, you know, I'm not a real woo-woo kind of flowery guy. I mean, Ben, I think I'm kind of like you were before you met Jen, right? I mean, it just, you know, all that stuff, chakras and all that, it's like, I don't quite know if any of that is true. But yet you guys, you both had a vision of each other before you even met. To wrap up here, just take us through that story. I think that's just, I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah. So, you know, Ben is a hypnotherapist among many other things. And he used to do this hypnotherapy. Actually, we still do it. We include it in our twin flame group program now, and it works well. So he was doing this hypnosis for about a year and a half before we met with his clients. And the hypnosis was to help them bring in their, I believe, dream lover.
I was calling it the dream lover meditation.
Yeah, dream lover meditation, right? And so he was doing, you know, this hypnosis, and it was working very well. And women could feel into their life partner. They could feel the energy. Often the women would see their life partner, and then they'd bring in their life partner. And as Ben was doing this, every time that he would walk his clients through the process, he would see me and he would feel my energy. And what was really interesting is that about the same time, for about a year and a half, I was it was pretty much weekly, I was having these really intense, very lucid, very vivid dreams of Ben visiting me. And so I would see him over and over again. So same thing. So exactly. So when we met, the first time we met, we actually felt one another's energy. I mean, it was very, very extreme. It was very intense before we even saw each other. And then when we saw each other, we both knew right away. I mean, I knew. I was like, oh, yep, there he is. He is a real person. I mean, as woo-woo as I am, Steve, I thought it was crazy too. I mean, I was having these dreams repeatedly, and I really didn't know. You know, I'd never had the experience of dreaming about somebody and then meeting them in real life, right?
And then she moved in with me 30 days to the day later, and we got married 2 days after that. And we didn't even have our first kiss until the day before she moved in.
Wow.
I think we hung out for a total of 3 times for about a half hour each time.
Yeah.
Before she moved in. And then, you know, we got tattoo wedding rings, and now we have a 20-month-year-old baby and another one on the way, and never been happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what we do for our clients all the time. It doesn't have to take a long time. Mm-hmm. When you know, right? And so we have tapped into that energy. And when they know, and they move quick.
Yeah, yep. That's great, guys. And so again, it's explosivesexualhealing.com. Really love what you guys are up to. And as always, you know, when you're dismantling the status quo, you're going to have lovers and you're going to have haters. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that it really doesn't matter because there's not a damn thing you can do about either one of those. So, you know, thanks for really, I mean, I really appreciate you guys being on. Again, love the work that you're doing, and highly encourage everybody to check out explosivesexualhealing.com and learn more about Ben and Jen Rohde. So we're going to wrap here on another episode of Reinvention Radio. Big thanks to my awesome guests today, Ben and Jen Rohde. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, look, from my standpoint, gosh, you just never know. I mean, I'm not one to say what's right, what's wrong. I'm just here to bring to you what I find to be super interesting. And, of course, we're always dismantling the status quo here at Reinvention Radio. I'll talk to you real soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.